Today is Tuesday, November 12th. What to know today about record-breaking cold temperatures, the major case now before the U.S. Supreme Court, and another new presidential candidate, plus Google's secret health project. It's a big day for Disney and Amazon's new grocery store. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Millions of Americans are under winter weather alerts this morning, impacting states from Texas to Maine. CBS News reports the early season freezing temperatures will impact more than 200 million Americans. The National Weather Service thinks by Thursday, about 300 weather records could be broken for this time of year. It's expected to feel like it's in the teens in Dallas, Texas this morning, and in Chicago, it'll feel like four below. Why so cold? CNN says you can blame Arctic air coming down from Canada. On top of the freezing temp, some areas are seeing snow, too, like in South Dakota, eastern Iowa, and upstate New York. Those areas aren't strangers to snow and cold, but it's more like January weather in November. An important, high-profile, and controversial immigration case is going before the U.S. Supreme Court today. The Hill reports justices will start to hear arguments about DACA. DACA stands for the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. It's the program that protects hundreds of thousands of undocumented immigrants who were brought to the U.S. as children. Those children, who are mostly young adults now, are known as Dreamers. Through DACA, those who meet certain requirements are able to get temporary but renewable protections from deportation, and they can become eligible for a work permit. Well, President Trump wants DACA gone. Fox News reports the Trump administration thinks DACA is not working and is not lawful because it gives protected status to people who are not in the country legally. But DACA supporters say that argument is flawed, since the government has provided similar protections to other groups for decades. So far, federal appeals courts across the country have blocked Trump's efforts to phase this program out. Now it's seen as one of the most important cases of the Supreme Court's term. The outcome could affect about 700,000 so-called Dreamers and the families they have now, like an estimated 200,000 U.S. citizen children. The political stakes are high as well. The ruling is expected next year, just months before the 2020 election. Well, speaking of the presidential election, there might be yet another new candidate hoping to be the Democratic nominee. The New York Times first reported former Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick is now thinking about a run. Politico cites sources who say Patrick might announce he's running as early as next week. And remember, this comes after billionaire Michael Bloomberg all but officially announced he's running for president, adding to an already crowded field of Democratic candidates. So stay tuned for more. Also of note, new concerns about former President Jimmy Carter. He's in the hospital, and Reuters reports he's supposed to have surgery this morning. Officials say he ended up with a brain bleed because of recent falls. At 95 years old, Carter is the oldest living U.S. president. Google is analyzing millions of patients' health records without them knowing. The Wall Street Journal reports the second largest health system in the U.S. and the largest nonprofit health system, Ascension, is sharing lab results, diagnoses, and hospital records with Google through what's known as Project Nightingale. And patients and doctors had no clue. Google and Ascension are apparently working together to move patient data to Google Cloud. And then Google is working to create a patient search tool for doctors and even new machine learning software to suggest treatments. The journal says some Google employees have access to this personal health data as they work on the project, so of course there are some privacy concerns. But both companies put out statements saying no privacy laws have been broken and there are protections in place to keep the patient data secure. Google is one of many tech companies now hoping to play a bigger role in the healthcare space, and they've all faced questions about how they keep consumer and patient data private and secure. It's a big day for Disney. The highly anticipated Disney Plus is now available. Yes, another streaming video service as the competition heats up. Disney Plus will be a big player. CNBC predicts it'll be Netflix's biggest competitor, especially with its massive library of popular shows and movies from Pixar, Marvel, Star Wars, and more, all with pretty attractive pricing, just $6.99 a month. And there are options for free trials as well. For example, Verizon Wireless subscribers with certain plans can get a year of Disney Plus free. And Disney is offering a bundle option for Disney Plus, Hulu with ads, and ESPN Plus, all of which are part of Disney's portfolio. But Disney Plus is just one of many different options now. Remember, Apple TV Plus just launched earlier this year. And HBO Max and NBC's Peacock are expected next year. More news ahead, but first let's take a quick break to thank this week's sponsor. If you're planning a wedding, then you must join the 1 million couples who have used Zola. Zola takes the stress out of wedding planning with free wedding websites, the easiest wedding registry, affordable invite suites, and more. I love that everything is in one place. It's so easy and convenient. You can start with a free wedding website where you choose from hundreds of beautiful wedding website designs, then add photos, stories, and more. There's even a frequently asked questions section that can help with those awkward questions from guests so you can be worry-free. Then build your registry right on Zola, from honeymoon funds to physical gifts. Zola allows you to do it all. Plus, you'll find beautiful wedding invites that match your wedding website. Like I said, it's all in one place. So get started today. Build your free wedding website on Zola and get $50 toward your registry. Go to zola.com/newsworthy. Again, build your free wedding website on Zola and get $50 toward your registry. Just go to zola.com/newsworthy. That's Z-O-L-A, zola.com/newsworthy. Now back to the news. Well, SpaceX just sent another 60 internet satellites to space. SpaceX is owned by billionaire Elon Musk, who wants to create a network of 30,000 satellites to beam high-speed internet service to people all over the world. There's still a long way to go for worldwide internet, but Musk says he hopes to offer service in the northern U.S. and Canada as soon as next year. By the way, SpaceX is not the only company working toward this global internet goal. Yet there are critics. The New York Times reports astronomers are pretty worried about the impact on space research. They say the satellites could make it look like the sky has a bunch of new stars and even get in the way of important telescope images. Twitter wants to hear from you as it works to create new policies for fake videos. The company is trying to figure out how to handle something called deepfakes. We've talked about deepfakes before and even did a Thing to Know Thursday interview about them earlier this year. Deepfakes are videos that are manipulated using artificial intelligence. They can look pretty realistic and make it seem like someone said something on video when really they never said that. Which, of course, could potentially be really bad if used to spread false information, say, before a presidential election. And as the technology advances, deepfakes will likely become even more of a concern. So now Reuters reports Twitter is thinking about labeling deepfakes or other altered videos as manipulated media. Or the company may choose to remove them entirely under certain circumstances. But before finalizing these rules, Twitter wants your feedback. It's asking people to complete a survey or tweet their thoughts with the hashtag #TwitterPolicyFeedback. You have until November 27th. Amazon is opening up its first new brand of grocery store. Yes, Amazon owns Whole Foods, but this will not be a Whole Foods. In fact, TechCrunch says the new grocery store will not compete with Whole Foods, which is more high-end. This one is expected to target customers who typically shop at traditional or value grocery chains. And no, this isn't Amazon Go stores either. Those are like high-tech convenience stores with no human cashiers. Well, these new stores will have conventional checkout lines. We don't know the name yet, but the first store is set to open next year near Los Angeles, California. The votes are in for the Major League Baseball Rookies of the Year. In the American League, it's Yordan Alvarez from the Houston Astros. The league says Alvarez is the first player in Astros history to win Rookie of the Year unanimously. As for the National League, Mets first baseman Pete Alonso won the honor. He won the MLB Home Run Derby earlier this year and then became the first rookie in history to lead the majors in home runs with 53. More awards to come later this week, including Managers of the Year and the MVP. And that's it for today. Thank you for listening. As you know, we are independent here at The Newsworthy, meaning we don't have a big marketing budget, so we rely on you, our amazing listeners, to help us spread the word. So thank you in advance for telling others about the show and leaving some positive reviews. We read them all, and we so appreciate it. As always, you can read more about any of the news stories we talked about today in your podcast app or over on thenewsworthy.com/show notes. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.